With me on the phone, I have Eileen Murphy from the Census Office, and we're going to have a chat about Dublin commuting and the changes in Dublin, both the city and the suburbs, in relation to commuting over the last years. And of course, excuse me, this will be really borne out in the census from last year. So, Eileen, what are the changes?
Well, thanks very much for having me on, Donnie.
You're more than welcome, and you're very welcome to the programme. Sorry, excuse my manners.
Not at all, not at all. I suppose the first thing is the sort of the headline number is that in April 2016, we had nearly 3 million people who are travelling to work, school or college, and that was an increase of over 9% on the 2011 figure. And of those, I suppose 1.88 million were workers that were commuting, and they were up over 10% on 2011. As regards to how we get to work, I suppose car is still the most common mode of transport for workers. But obviously we would see a difference with Dublin compared maybe to the rest of the country. So in Dublin City and County, even though travelling by car is the most popular, there was just under 50%, 49.4% of workers travelling by car, whereas in the state as a whole, that was nearly 66%.
And so, Eileen, sorry, can I just talk to you about that for one second? Because I think this is vitally important, and a lot of people might think that it's not, but if you extrapolate from those figures, you have just said it, the car is still the most popular mode of transport. Let's put it just like that, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, do the powers that be, do they just throw money at the census office in the hope that you'll just come up with a figure and we'll put it on the shelf and forget about it? Because if the powers that be looked at the findings that you have come up with, there is no way that they'd be putting in extra cycle lanes to make heavy traffic even heavier.
Well, I suppose the job of the CSO is not to decide the policy.
Well, I appreciate that, Eileen. I do appreciate that. Like that's that. I'm probably asking you an unfair question, but at the same time, I mean, common sense would tell you that if the figures are there to show that there is more cars on the road and there's more people travelling by cars, you would think that the natural follow-on from that would be, okay, how can we get the traffic we have moving easier on the road?
I suppose it's getting people to make decisions and providing options for them, because we actually found that there was a huge increase in cycling. There was a 43% increase in cyclists. Now, it is off a small base. There were just over 39,000 cyclists in 2011, and there's nearly 57,000 of them in 2016. And two-thirds of all cyclists were in Dublin City and suburbs. You know, so nearly 39,000 people were cycling in Dublin City and suburbs. So, you know, they have to be accommodated as well. Although I've still said that, you know, the car is the most popular method, and certainly in rural areas, you know, you're up to, in some areas, 8 in 10 people travelling by car to work. You know, if there are other options there for people, maybe people will choose these other options as well, you know. But that supposition from it, what I have here is just the numbers and the data as to how many are actually doing it at the point in time of April 2016.
Okay, Eileen, we've discussed the car, we have discussed the bicycle. That leaves public transport.
Yep. Well, nationally, with increases of about just over 20%, both on bus and rail. So in Dublin, 21.2% of Dublin City and County commuters used public transport. And on the state as a whole, it's only 9.3%. So, you know, it's double the national average. So that could be to do with the fact that, you know, there is more availability and the more train lines around Dublin and stuff, that people have the option to use that in Dublin.
And Eileen, we'll just stay with public transport for the moment. If you compare this with previous census and the CSO office doing their maths, and I mean, let's be honest, maths was never a favourite subject of mine going to school, but you make it sound absolutely intriguing. Is there an increase in the amount of people now using public transport, we'll say, from the previous or even the one before that census?
Oh, yeah, like there's almost 175,000 people using public transport across the country, over 111,000 using the bus and over 63,000 using the rail. And those numbers are sort of the highest in 20 years, some of those numbers.
I wonder, Eileen, is that down to the fact, or is it a combination of things, that number one, the population is increasing, but number two, that there are actually more people going to work in the morning?
Well, it would be a combination of all those factors. You know, there would be more people commuting, there are more jobs, and the population has grown as well over that period.
And I noticed there, Eileen, that your heading is the city and suburbs. When you said the suburbs, then how far out do you put your net to take in suburbs?
On your sort of end of the city, you're talking out to sort of Santry and sort of Clare Hall and that kind of area, and then around South Dublin. Let me just check where the area was in the South Dublin. So the Dublin City and Suburbs includes the city local authority area, along with some of the surrounding counties reaching to Santry, Ballymun and Clonee in Fingal, City West in South Dublin and Shankill in Dunleary-Rathdown. So that's your cordon.
I was just wondering that because, I mean, you know, when we in the media or we talk about the suburbs, we're nearly pushing Dublin now almost as far as Drogheda, because as people travelling down from that side, we're certainly talking Balbriggan. If you move over slightly to the left, you're talking Ashburn, maybe even Slane, Navan, Trim in some cases. And if you go southside, I mean, there are people commuting from Wexford on a daily basis now.
Yes, we have over 200,000 people that commute like for over an hour to work. You know, so that's a huge number. And of those, over 50,000 commuting for an hour and a half, over an hour and a half. So, you know, there are people coming from all these areas into the what we call Dublin City and Suburbs. But that area, as I say, is defined as those particular areas for the census. If once there's a gap of no houses or no buildings for a certain distance, then that becomes a new area and we can't add it to the city and suburb area.
Ah, obviously. And I see as well, Eileen, that travel time has increased.
That's right. The average journey time, which some people will laugh at, I suppose, is 28.2 minutes, but that is up from 26.6 minutes in 2011. But Dublin commuters had higher than that national average. The average commute in Dublin City and County was 30.5 minutes, and that was up from 28.8 5 years previously. But I said then within that you have some people that are taking short travel times and some people that are taking long travel times. So in Dublin in 2011, 16% of our commuters had a travel time of under 15 minutes, but that had fallen to 13.7% by 2016. That is below the national average of 23% of commuters travelling less than 50 minutes. 15
yeah.
minutes, sorry.
And I see as well, of course, Eileen, that one of the last points there is, and it's something that a lot of people should bear in mind, that the population is up by almost 72,000 people. We're gone from 4,761,000 and odd to we're gone from 4,689 to 4,761. So we're up nearly 72,000.
So there's two different measures of population you're quoting there. So one is the de facto population. So it's the population that were in the country on census night. And that's your higher figure there. And then there's the usually resident population, which are the ones that usually live here, taking out ones that maybe were tourists or were visitors on census night. And that's the 4,689 number you quoted there.
And just as a matter of interest, Eileen, and this is going to sound a very strange question, when is the next census?
2021, So we hold the census every 5 years here in Ireland. Most European countries would hold them every 10 years. So we're unusual in that we do it every 5 years. So 2021 will be the next census. So these figures will be what everybody's working off for the next few years for making those decisions, as you said. This data set is a huge data set. Apart from the commuting, this is only one of our releases. So over this whole year, we have 13 releases on different themes that have been coming out. You would have probably heard some in the news on homelessness and vacant housings and households and families. We will have one coming out on the 21st of September on migration and diversity. We'll have another one on health coming out in November, and more releases up until December. So there's a huge breadth of information in the census figures, and they're used across a range of government departments and for private companies when making decisions for what they need to do for the future.
Yeah, you kind of more or less answered the next and last question I was going to ask you, Eileen. Is you get in all these numbers, you crunch them, you make graphs, you do pie charts, everything else, and you explain what the numbers mean. Do you send them then to the individual government departments, or do they request the figures from you?
Well, the great thing about the census figures is that they're freely available. Once we publish them, they're available on our website, and anybody from your local community group or your cycling club or anything can access those figures on our website, rcso.ie, and our census website. We've lots of new interactive tools on the website. We have a tool called SapMap, and you can pick out your local area and drill down, and you can get information on how many people are in your local town and how many students are going to school and how many people are going to work and are they going by bike or are they cycling. So you can find all that information across a range of topics and themes at your local area, and it's on our website. So as I say, the great thing about the census is it's freely available to all, and we want to get the word out there that, you know, it's not just for government departments. Of course, they can all access it, and of course, we let them know whenever we update anything there. But anyone who wants to find that information for anything they're doing in their local community, they can go onto our website and all the information is there.
And which brings us neatly back to exactly to where we started, because be it the micro in your own local community or the macro nationwide, you can use these figures to plan ahead.
Yes, absolutely.
Eileen Murphy from the Census Office, telling us all about commuting and the changes in commuting in Dublin City and suburbs. Eileen, thanks a million for joining us on Northside today.
That's all, Donnie. Lovely to talk to you.